the FNX Breakfast Show podcast on WFNX.com.
Oh, and you know what else is coming? Magic time.
Chris Bolter is in the studio. Good morning, Chris.
How you doing?
ChrisInYourHead.com, and I'm still blown away that you knew we were going to play Sublime, Caress Me Down, a few moments ago before we even started playing it.
One of my favorite songs.
So, yeah, Chris was able to predict on a card what the next song was before we even played it, and he wrote it down, and I turned it over, and he was completely right. So, Chris, what else do you have for us this morning?
I want to try something with Fletcher.
Get right up on that mic.
I want to try something with Fletcher with a deck of cards, if you don't mind.
Okay, so you're going to do a card trick for us now?
I'm going to do a card effect. Card tricks.
I don't really believe in magic. I'm still blown away by the Caress Me Down.
This isn't exactly magic. Okay. It's more like a mind reading.
You're a mentalist, okay?
Exactly.
Like a hit show on CBS.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Nana loves that one.
What I want you to do is, I have a deck of cards inside this box. Okay. I'm not going to take it out just yet.
Okay.
But I want you to think of a playing card. Anyone.
Okay.
Except for the Jokers.
Okay.
Obviously. Do you have one in mind?
I do.
Okay. You guys are watching, so you're the eyes of all the everybody listening right now. But what card are you thinking of?
What card am I thinking
of? Yeah, tell
me. Ace of Spades.
Oh, the Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades. Seriously.
I even knew that one.
You'll notice that.
How could I not?
You'll notice that inside this blue box is actually a red deck.
Okay, yeah.
Right? And I want you to see that there's actually one card that is reversed.
And that it is
the Ace of Spades.
No, hold on. It is the Ace of Spades, but there's one more thing I want you to see. That's a red deck, right?
Yeah.
Let me see. The only reason I knew it was the Ace of Spades because it was the only blue card
I
put in the pack. That doesn't make any sense.
It was the only blue card that I put in the pack.
I was sitting here. That deck was in the box.
Yep.
You haven't tampered with it at all.
To him before we went on the air. And it is the Ace of Spades.
And it's the only blue one.
It's so bizarre.
But yeah.
You did something with Fletcher's keys. Do we want to try?
I did do something with Fletcher's keys.
What's happening with this? You asked if I had a keychain or anything earlier.
Yeah, I did.
You a set of keys, and
I was looking for a ring, but the keychain seems to work just fine.
Okay.
You'll notice that I put a huge brass padlock on it.
Yes.
What I want you to do is, only I know the combination to this padlock, okay? So it's really up to you to see if you can read my mind now to figure out what the combination is. Now, you'll see that if we can spin the dials, it doesn't open.
Okay.
Right? So I want you to think, you guys are watching here, so I'm going to dial in the numbers as you say them, okay?
Okay.
So I want you to give me the first number that you think it might be between 1 and 9.
Between 1 and 9?
Yeah, there's 9 digits on the dial, so 1 and 9.
Let's say 7.
7. Okay, so we're going
to... Are you really concentrating? Are you trying to read his mind?
No, I'm not. Actually, I'll be honest, I was not that time.
The first one is 7. You'll see it on the red line right there. You see
it? That looks 7.
We're going to go to the next one.
That one.
The Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades. Keith, you're interfering with reading his mind right now.
The next number. Any number between 1 and 9.
That's 3. That's a 3, yeah.
3? Okay.
You look confident.
Scroll it down to 3. 7-3, right?
7-3 is what I got.
All right. And the next number, any number?
That's another 7.
That's another 7?
It is.
That's definitely not right.
Number, and the last one, it's the final one.
That's a 5.
It's a 5? Are you absolutely positive?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so 7-3-7-5 is the combination that you
think... I feel really good about
that. ...that you think will open the lock?
7-3-7-5.
I want you to watch really close here. Watch this.
Oh, and the lock opens!
I did it! Yeah!
And there are your keys back. So I don't have to show you.
Thank you.
Fletcher, this radio career, you don't even need it anymore.
I know.
Fletcher, what is my ATM code?
Oh, it is 7537?
It is, actually.
Oh, wow.
Very good. Yeah.
I told him that earlier.
All right, Chris, we're going to have you hang out. We've got some more stuff with you coming up.
Awesome.
What's the web address again?
It is chrisboltermagic.com, or you can find you at chrisinyourhead.com, too. Yeah, I've been super impressed with what you've done. My question is, where the hell is your cape?
You know, that's a horrible stereotype
I don't mean to. Do not blame me for my ignorance, but I was very disappointed that there was no cape in this.
Well, I'm sorry. I left the top hat in the car. The bunny's with the hat. So
you have another. Illusion. You don't want to call them tricks, right?
Well, I call it like a kind of a mind exercise.
All right. Okay. Let's see with Fletcher.
Mind exercise with Fletcher this morning. Okay.
Yes. Here we go. What I want you to do is you're going to imagine a vacation.
Okay.
Okay. Something that you want to do in the future, and you're going to actually go on it with Keith.
Yay!
It's odd because Keith and I have traveled together before.
Well, there you go.
This should be reminiscing. Okay.
We're going to start off with the airline. I'm going to write down the details that you say right here.
Okay. I'm giving you the answers.
Yeah, you're giving me the answers, but I'm going to give you this paper afterwards, so you know that nothing funny is going on.
Okay.
Here, okay. Okay. Give me an airline. Any airline, any part of the world.
Let's do American.
American. Okay. So
you could have picked any airline in the world, and that's what you went with.
Yeah.
American.
I'm giving you the first thing that comes to mind.
That's perfectly fine. And we're looking for a date of departure. When are you leaving?
July 14th.
July 14th. And what year? 2010, 2011?
Let's say 2011.
2011, okay. Yeah. All right. And how long are you staying?
1 week.
1 week, 7 days?
7 days.
Okay, just make sure.
Yeah.
All right. 7 days. Okay. And let's imagine that, Keith, you drank too much on one of the days of the vacation.
All right.
All right. What day is that going to be?
That's going to be early in the week. So we're going to say we're going. It's on a Tuesday night.
Tuesday night? So what day is that? The fourth day? Third day?
That is the second. That's the second day.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I love to rock it on the second day.
Second day?
That makes sense. Yeah.
He has a t-shirt that says that, actually.
Right. Okay. And let's see. Fletcher, you're going to get a rash. I don't know how you got it or why you got it, but you're going to get a rash somewhere. Where are you going to get this rash?
It's on my neck.
It's on your neck?
Yeah.
Awesome. I meant where, like, around the world, but your neck is cool. Neck is fine. Okay.
Yes.
Now we're getting to our location. Where are we going? Where is this trip taking place? It could be anywhere in the world.
It's Scotland.
Scotland, okay. Just Scotland in particular, or do you want to go to a specific city in Scotland?
We'll say Glasgow.
Glasgow, okay.
Did you get bit by the Loch Ness Monster? Is that why you have a rash on your neck?
That's why we went.
Awesome. And let's see, Keith, why don't you answer this one for me, okay?
Yes.
What is the entire trip going to cost?
$2,500.
$2,500 even? Do you want to put any change on there?
$2,539.
$2,539 and 0 cents?
12 cents.
Ooh, 12
like
cents.
That. The ace of spinning.
12 cents. So, what I want you to do for me, Fletcher, is just take a look at that, all right? And take look over the answers and just kind of confirm everything that I said is correct.
Yes. All of this looks like the information that I gave you.
Okay. And can you just recite everything for me?
So, American Airlines, July 14th, 2011, 7 days, second day. And what do you have here in question marks? A Tuesday.
Tuesday, right.
Neck, Glasgow,
Scotland,
yeah. Okay. $2,539, 12 cents.
Okay, cool. You'll notice I have a big wallet right here.
You do.
All right, and inside is a zippered compartment. You can see it is zippered, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to stand up a little bit so I can get a better angle here. But inside this zippered compartment is actually a envelope. Okay. It is sealed.
Yep. Sealed envelope. Right? This is completely legit.
All right, it's double sealed, so it has a piece of tape and a big red dot.
I see the big red dot, the piece of tape, yes.
So I'm gonna rip it, just make sure that I'm not doing anything funny here.
Okay.
All right, just tore that right off.
So you tore that off,
all right.
Yes.
And inside, there is a white piece of paper.
Reaching inside, I'm going to grab the white piece of paper here.
All right, and open it up completely, like all the way. There's a little note that I wrote you guys. Read the date off first at the very top.
Okay, the date is February 16th, 2010.
Okay.
So this is, hey, Keith and Fletcher, I've just asked you to fill in some details about an imaginary vacation that you two would like to take. Earlier last week, I made some predictions regarding what I believe you guys might say.
Well, hopefully this will work. So what's the first part say? Read it from the right to left.
The airline you'll fly on is American, which is correct. Your departure date will be July 14th, 2011.
2011, right?
The length of your trip will last exactly 7 days. Here you've got Fletcher will, here you have Fletcher will drink too much.
I did backwards. That was the only thing that was backwards.
And Keith
give him
get
the buzzer for that one.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's just as bad.
Hang on, man. See, Keith will get a rash on his neck, so.
Right.
the location will be beautiful Glasgow, Scotland, which is correct. And your vacation will cost exactly $2,539.12, which is absolutely correct.
There you go.
Wow.
You can keep that. That's for you.
Can we use you to better the radio station somehow?
If you would like to, yeah.
To get the ratings up?
Yeah, can you predict how to improve the ratings? That would be, that'd be awesome.
How to sell advertising?
That's my next trick. That's my next trick.
Fantastic. ChrisInYourHead.com. You've got an event coming up too, right?
Yeah, we're doing a show in Boston called Mass Magic. What that is a collaboration of magicians, myself included, and it's going to take place at the Limelight Stage and Studios on April 8th, I believe it is. And yeah, it's going to be a great show.
People should clearly go to that. This was super impressive. Thank you so much for coming in, man.
Glad to
Thank
be
you
here,
very
guys.
Much.
Thanks very much.
That's great.